Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Technical, perhaps?
Sure.
I don't know.
I like it.
I'm gingerly trying to make sure this mic doesn't move because it's broken.
Yeah, well, I mean, I wonder what happened.
I don't know. I got accused of breaking it when John Senning was using it, and it wasn't me.
Right.
And then I went to go grab this one, and the mount's broken.
So do you have any duct tape on you or anything?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I do not.
Oh, no.
I didn't know that that would be part of the required garb to do this job.
Oh, yeah.
But apparently it is.
Well, I mean, who was sitting there? I mean, who could have possibly broken it?
Oh, 100% Spike. Not a doubt in my mind. I was trying to think because it wasn't me.
Right.
I'm throwing it out there, and I don't want to throw anybody out under the bus either, but I think if you go through the roster, it's pretty clear it was Spike.
Nobody else sat in seat two all day, right?
No one. As far as I know, because Mike's at home, right? And Galvin sits in seat one now.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you got Roger and JP. They're in Long Island, New York. And then Monica's in seat one.
Yep.
Drew Garabo live.
Yep.
Drew's at home.
Yep.
John's sitting in seat one right now, running the board. Joey is on the show. He's at the phone screener.
Uh-huh.
Mike.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, it's the Cat Named Mo show with Spike.
Process of elimination.
Sits in seat two.
Yeah.
I'm not going down for this, Spike. I'm sorry. I don't want to throw it. I like you. And everything. I saw you dressed up as Trump for Halloween. I saw the photograph on Twitter today. That was a really cool costume.
Yeah.
And I'm glad he's finally coming around.
Me
too. He's not so crazy with Trump stuff anymore. But
yeah.
He seems to be embracing.
I love 45. I heard him say that.
That's crazy because he was so anti-Trump.
I know.
Everything was. He couldn't
now
do
he's
any
like,
right.
Now he's just like, yeah, let's go
he's,
Brandon
he's
all
an
over
acolyte.
The place. Yeah.
Yeah, he's an acolyte. He's dressing as him for Halloween.
Hates Joe Biden.
That's crazy.
He's always calling out the current administration. I heard him the other day on the Cat Named Mo show. I heard him say, like, where the hell's Kamala been? And I'm like, you know what? It's a great question, Spike. I haven't seen her either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a good question. I don't know. It's crazy. It's just how the tides have shifted.
Yeah,
with that whole thing. But anywho, I'm just going to pray that this mic doesn't fall down for the next 2 hours.
Worst case scenario, it falls down. We have all these other mics.
Yeah,
I'm just
comfortable. I like this one because I have a computer.
Yeah.
You know, I asked Dylan what to do, and he goes, oh, I'll just use another.
Remember, I don't know, 2.5 months, we didn't have a computer?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it'd be like old times.
Yeah.
By old times, I mean June.
That was not a fun experience.
No.
I hated it.
Uh-uh.
I had to do everything off my phone that didn't work.
It's true.
Terrible.
Phone lines are open if you'd like to join us. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Man, I went and did my walk this morning in the rain. Whitmore came over, and it was like kind of a light little drizzle. I was like, we're cool. I was wearing my HMB radio hoodie, so I just put my hood up, and then it started really raining, like, you know, halfway around the neighborhood. And I was like, oh, crap. And I was like, you know. Who cares?
Do you have, you know, the suits that you wear, the garbage bags where you collect sweat?
No.
You should try that out. That way it's a raincoat.
Yeah.
And also it's a workout suit.
I wonder if they sell those in a gigantic is what I wear.
The hefty bags are huge.
Yeah, I should get that.
Work.
But I don't know. Like, I was okay. You know, I did the whole, you know, mile walk and then got back home and got a hot shower and changed. But over the last, like, couple hours, my throat is like starting to feel real itchy, and my ears are popping. I have a performance tomorrow night, Will. Not only am I doing stand up, but I'm supposed to be singing with Dan Signor tomorrow night at Lakeland Live.
Uh oh.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to have to tough it out, dude.
Go get some vitamin C and zinc. I swear by it.
I mean, I already have all that stuff. I have my whole COVID kit still at the house from last year.
Yeah, that's the way to not get sick. I mean, COVID is kind of a new breed.
Yeah.
But I would say that I've stayed well over a period of time using the vitamin C and zinc.
Yeah, like airborne,
cold and flu,
things like that.
Airborne.
Yeah.
And then you do, you flush your nostrils out with the neti pot.
I do flush my nostrils all the time.
That's
I did
great.
That last night.
Yeah. I think I got an eye infection from my container.
Oh, from your neti pot?
Yeah. Well, I use the plastic Dr. Neal or whatever it's called.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
And then you just kind of
squirt her in there.
And it says you got to replace it every few months.
Oh, yeah.
I don't
do that. I have that Navage.
Yeah.
The electronic one.
Clean just, that thing out, too.
Just shoots in one side and sucks on the other.
They have a machine that I want to get.
Yeah.
If anybody's listening that loves me for Christmas.
Yeah.
They have a, it's a machine that does that.
That's, you what, just kinda, that's what mine is.
Yeah, but it's, I don't know, it's kind of like a water pick, but you, it's a water pick for your nose.
Oh, okay.
It just seems fun.
Mine, you put the little prongs inside each nostril, and you could feel one side blowing and one side sucking. It just does irrigation throughout your head.
Yep.
It's pretty nice.
It's kind of like chapstick, though, to the point where I had to wean myself off.
It's what I did. I haven't used it in probably 2 months, so now I just have a little bottle of saline.
Yeah.
You know, it's called like seawater.
Yeah.
And I just, about every 2 days, I squirt it all up in my nose and then blow my nose real hard, and, you know.
Oh, I was doing the Dr. Neal bottle thing twice a day.
Like a nose douche.
Like a nose douche. Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And I was doing that twice a day, and I thought that might be too much.
They should call it a noosh.
That's they do.
I like
they
that.
They do now.
Yeah.
I was nooshing.
Hell yeah.
You know, two times a day, which I think is a little much. So now I just do it before I go to bed.
Yeah, Ryan Baker just gave me a great suggestion that I already thought of. Some hot tea with a shot of whiskey.
Yep.
I'm going to skip the hot tea and just do some whiskey when I get
that
home.
That was my third suggestion, a little bourbon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just so, you know, not a lot, but, you know, get your throat.
Oh, I got some good bourbon, too. I got a nice little bourbon collection going
on.
No, that's not bourbon. No, I got real bourbon, dude.
Okay, all right.
Come on, bruh.
I don't know. Every time we talk about drinking, you're like, I have peanut butter.
That's my favorite one.
Godiva.
Peanut butter whiskey is my favorite whiskey. I can't help it.
I know.
It's good.
I mean, I can't imagine the headaches that come from that. It just seems like it would.
If I drink too much of it, yeah. You got to go very sparingly on it, so.
Yeah, I had a few bourbons last night.
Oh, there you go. All right, girl.
Yeah. I don't know. Paul Dudley put out a tweet that Will's drunk, and I was like,
does he know? That's weird.
I mean, I wasn't wasted. I mean, I was just at home, and I had a drink or two.
Feeling good, buddy.
Yeah, it was a fun one last night.
Speaking of drunks, earlier, my buddy Pat Donovan, who does Radio Across the Bridge, you know, and I get a text from him about, I don't know, an hour and a half, 2 hours ago. While I'm prepping the show, and it's a picture of him and guess who?
Larry the Cable Guy.
Not far off. Same realm, just not as popular.
So it's a comedian?
No.
Oh. I don't know. Who?
The very one and only Marine Robb.
No way.
Yeah, he sends me the picture and he goes, Marine Robb says hi, and Marine Robb's shooting me a bird. Standing next to Pat, and I'm like, I just started laughing my ass off.
How did they find each other?
I don't know. I guess Pat was at a bar that Marine Robb was at, you know, probably
Duke's.
I don't know, but I'm sure if Pat was out in Lakeland, he was being paid to be there.
Who found who? Did Pat go, holy moly, that's Marine Robb, or was it the other way around?
No. Guaranteed, Robb walked up to him and goes, I see you're doing a radio thing. Do you know Johnny B? And Pat's like, yeah, that's my boy. You know, I just hung out with him the other day. And he's like, tell him I said off you. And he's like, well, here, I'll take a picture with you. That's how it went down. Guaranteed.
All right. That's cool. What's the photo like? Is he? I know.
I'll show you.
I've never met Pat in person, I don't think, but he looks like he's tall.
He's a big guy, yeah. He's not huge, but yeah, I think he's probably like 6'2".
The comparisons of those two must be hilarious.
It's like a little baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little baby with a cowboy hat. It's adorable. Yeah. So we had a couple phone calls. Let's grab these real fast, baby. We got a lot of stuff to do tonight. Before we do that, speaking of Marine Robb, happy Veterans Day to all the veterans out there. I did a nice little American flag tribute on our prep page. And go out there and say, and tell a veteran you appreciate them and thank them for their sacrifice. I will say this. Boy, they are really milking it on every TV channel, on everything today.
Dude, I saw, you know that corporate press is my axe to grind.
Yeah, me too.
CNN put out an article,
I
think it's real.
Oh, no.
It was Christina Pashaw, DeSantis's press secretary, went, what the hell? And, like, screen capped it.
Yeah.
And it said that we need to thank the veterans because they protect our freedoms, but also we should be thanking journalists today.
Oh, you sons of bitches.
Of all days.
You pieces of crap. Mind blown.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That was shocking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, here it goes. It says, CNN opinion, and it says, we thank our soldiers for their service because they devote themselves to protecting our freedoms, and we should. But we should also thank the media for the same reason, especially when the stakes have never been higher.
No. No.
Can you? I just
shut wanna, up.
Like, after whoever wrote that, and they just went, nice.
Mind-boggling, dude.
Like, wow.
It really
is. This is impressive.
I mean, seriously. I saw another one, too. Like, they couldn't just say Happy Veterans Day. I saw another outlet, and it was like, oh, we should focus on the black veterans today and all this. I'm like, just stop.
It's veterans. It's they're included in veterans.
Yes, can you stop with the race thing for one day? Stop dividing everybody with this crap every single chance you can. Stop it. Black people are tired of it, too. Everybody's tired of it. All right, just stop. I mean, right when I heard it, I was like, come on, man. Like,
it seems like the lesson learned from the election in Virginia, what was that, 2 weeks ago now?
Yeah.
Was to double down on everything, and that will get voters to come back.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people, you know how we have COVID fatigue? I think a lot of people have race fatigue right now.
God.
And I mean everybody. I talk to people of every background, color, nationality, gender. People are just getting a little tired of it. It's becoming very obvious what corporate media is doing. Like, it's very obvious. Like, they're going nuts right now over this Rittenhouse thing because they get to show footage of the BLM riots from a year ago to get people all fired up again.
That I was talking to my friend about this today. I didn't know if you wanted to talk about the Rittenhouse trial or not.
We can a little bit. Yeah.
There's two trials going on right now at the exact same time.
Yes.
So there's Rittenhouse, which is the focus. And the focus there is that this little white supremacist killed two people. He killed a person, I guess, right?
I'm not sure. I know one at least. Yeah, I know he shot three people.
Who was a white man? He killed a white guy and shot another white guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Somehow that kid is still a white supremacist somehow. They keep saying it in the media. CBS this morning put out a tweet. They deleted it, but said that he confessed to murdering two men.
No.
What?
No, he said on the stand that he was defending himself.
Right.
Yeah.
But then there's another trial, which seems to have the pieces that the media would want to have to in place here, which is the Ahmaud Arbery trial.
Yeah.
But that one, I'm seeing updates about it.
It's really
taking a
back seat. But it's
not being hammered in. And I don't know. You
that,
know,
that one seems a lot more.
At least in the realm
polarizing.
Of what they want.
Because
it's at least a black victim here, a murder victim.
I'm kind of interested, too. You got, you know, the three, like.
But why aren't they talking about
three rednecks in a pickup truck run a guy down and kill him? It seems like a little bit more than what happened at the riot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems like it has all the pieces, but I think that why they're not focusing on it is because no one's really defending those guys. People are defending Rittenhouse.
Okay.
But they're not defending those guys. Even like, you're not going to find Ted Cruz going, yeah, you should free these dudes. You know what I mean?
What I think is funny, though, the people that are covering it so hard, in my opinion, are the real guilty parties when it comes to the whole Rittenhouse case. If it wasn't for the media, corporate media, sensationalizing everything that was going on in the moment in Kenosha, whatever the name of that little town was, right, they beat it up so hard that Rittenhouse would have never been there. This kid, from what I understand, what I kind of gathered, he's kind of following his dad's politics. You know, he was 16, 17 at the time.
He was 17.
Right. So he worked in the little town. People act like he went three states over. He didn't. He went like 20 minutes over.
I saw some guy got called out. He says he doesn't even live there.
No,
and he lives in a suburb half an hour away.
Yeah, he works in that town. He worked in that town as like a lifeguard or something.
You know what they did to prove that he doesn't live there?
Huh.
They did a Google map. But instead of a car, they put walking distance. And it was a 6-hour walk.
Well, this is what I'm talking about. So the media covers things in such a polarizing kind of just a nutty kind of way. It makes everybody goddamn nuts. So the media made him go over there because it's a polarizing story.
Yeah, I think
the media made the guys attack him because they got all ramped up and they think they're doing the right thing because the media is like, get out there and burn this bitch to the ground. So the media is
mostly peaceful, peacefully.
But you know what I'm saying? The media created most of those those riots were created by the media.
And that town burned to the ground, and then they packed up their cameras and they went back to New York
City.
They
give a crap about people in Kenosha or people that die or or buildings getting burned down? No.
Which, don't forget, that shooting or that riot was about the shooting of Jacob Blake, who got cleared by Biden's Justice Department.
Yeah.
That officer got cleared.
And I'm not – look, I'm not saying that you know, that this kid – you know, was in the right. I think he was defending himself. I think that's pretty clear. But he should have never been out there with a gun. It's just, you know.
Well, this is what happens when the government lets people burn cities to the ground. People go, I'm going to help my community.
That's the other thing.
Point of view was, is look, I'm going to go help people who are getting their businesses burned.
Well, people don't believe that, though.
Of course not.
Right. Nobody believes that.
You know, there's no evidence to say that that's not what he was doing. They searched his computer and stuff. They didn't find any weird.
You know what blew my mind today?
Stuff on it.
Have you seen somebody put Rittenhouse's face on, for some reason, I don't know the tie in here, on Aaron Rodgers' body? And it was like, yeah, that looks better. So somehow they tied in Aaron Rodgers and Rittenhouse because Aaron Rodgers kind of told a little white lie about being vaccinated. And now he's tied into somebody that killed somebody.
This is
what's crazy. Going on, man. It's crazy.
I think maybe the rationale is that he lied about being vaccinated, so he might have killed people with his COVID, maybe?
No!
I'm just trying to think like them.
I think it's just left side, right side. You're either a murderer or you're not. That's how it is. You know what I mean? There's no gray area anymore. You're either the devil or you're not. And it all depends on whose side you're on. It's crazy.
Yeah, this trial is very split down the middle, too. Based off who you voted for, you could probably tell if you want him to go to prison or not for this whole thing.
Look, I have no dog in any fight. I want everybody to get their due process. I want everybody to get a fair trial, no matter who did what to who. That's Charles Manson should get a fair trial. You know what I mean? Everybody gets a fair trial. You know, but yeah, it's got to play out. I know, and the way it's looking right now, it's going to be a mistrial the way it's looking, because the prosecution.
Well, they rested today. The defense rested their case today.
Okay,
so I don't know that. What that means for a prosecution.
Prosecution's been doo-dooing all over their own feet the whole time. It's not good.
This is weird. This has kind of been the first trial, too, that's online.
Yeah, I know.
I've watched a little bit of live streams on it, but I've mostly seen clips on Twitter of the big shocking moments.
I don't want people to think I'm defending this kid. I want everybody.
Well, people are going to think that.
But I'm not. I don't know the kid.
If you don't want him to burn.
It's pretty stupid to be out there, and I know maybe his. I don't know the kid. I don't know if his heart was in the right place. You know,
there's videos of him cleaning graffiti putting out fires.
But do you believe videos and pictures? Because it could be. You know what I mean. I don't believe anything anymore. Everybody's staging pictures and videos. I don't know.
How could you stage that where he's actually being malicious by putting out fires and cleaning graffiti?
Oh, I know.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I know.
You could take a second or two off a video, clip it, and then it could turn into a whole new narrative. I understand what you're saying there.
Right.
That's true. But, you know, him cleaning graffiti, I don't know how that's could be clipped to be malicious.
All I know is if he was legally allowed to have the AR-15 on the street, if he was legally allowed to have it, the video is pretty clear that he is being attacked. So he was within.
Well, even if he wasn't legally allowed to have it, that still doesn't say that he gets a murder charge for what happened.
Right. Didn't you get some other charge for, you know.
He might get hit with the crossing state lines or whatever with the gun. That's possible because it's illegal. But I don't know. He might not even get that.
I don't know
if it's illegal.
I think he got the gun when he got there. I don't think he crossed state lines with it.
All right. Well, that's not a charge then.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know. Maybe there's something they can get him with there, but I don't know if they're going to get
him with
the murder.
Either way, it seems like everybody's really just wrapped up in emotion. Everybody's like, he killed these. Yeah. And you know, and most people don't even know who he killed. They think he killed three black guys.
Yeah, I saw a screen cap of that today. Somebody said, holy crap, I had no idea that.
Because the media won't tell you that.
The victims were white.
If they were black, the media would have said that. 100% they would have said that. It's better.
But people thought it anyway.
Yes. Yeah, man. Remember when the militia, they put up all the pictures. I forget what news did that. About 6 months ago, there was a militia that was caught, and they were planning an attack on the government. and they put up pictures of all these like redneck guys, and then come to find out it was an all black militia.
Yeah.
And they put up the wrong pictures because the media is going to tell you, they're going to tell you what they want to tell you to make you think what you know, whatever is good for.
It's difference between bias and agenda.
It's disgusting, dude. And it's why I don't trust anybody anymore.
No, I wouldn't. It's weird because I wouldn't have known. Well, so I'm getting clips either way, right? Short little bursts of information from, but it's these weird Twitter accounts that I think are more accurate
because they're trying to hold corporate media accountable.
Well, they're just, I mean, supposedly they're just trying to tell you what happened, but so is CBS News. But you could, I can look at CBS News' phrasing and go, Kyle Rittenhouse admitted to murdering
two guys. Phrasing on
what? No, he didn't.
Every news I see, even local news, the way they phrase things, it's pretty apparent what's going on. And you, all you got to do is open your mind up just a little bit.
If I was only watching NBC and CBS, I would think that he's going to prison for murder.
Right.
But watching other smaller outlets, you know, clips from the trial itself, videos, I'm going, oh, he's going to walk.
I still don't know what's going to happen with him. And
yeah, you don't know. It's a jury trial, so you don't know.
Just the thing that annoys me is you see, I'm watching media go, towns are preparing for the worst if he is freed. So it's almost like the media is telling them indirectly.
Threat.
Indirectly, they're telling people, burn this bitch to the ground if he goes free, which is no good for anybody. No good for anybody. That's what makes me mad. It's like they're out there. I mean, everybody's talking about January 6th.